Chapter 4, The Spencer Family. The second family I never thought I'd have. The first time I met my father-in-law, Bill, he was cleaning his eaves troughs. Trish yelled, "Hey, Dad, this is Maddie, the guy I'm going to prom with." Right away, I sensed he was eccentric from the way he went, and briefly looked down at me over his glasses while throwing muck on the ground. He quickly turned away and continued to clean. And then Trish and I walked into the house where Carol, Trish's mom, was making her Sunday gravy. Carol greeted me with a hug and welcomed me into their home. Right away, I started hanging out there a lot. The house on Birdie Bay was filled with delicious and then unknown food. I found out later it was Italian. Carol taught me a lot about Italian-Canadian food, about which I knew nothing. Her style of cooking came from her parents, who came from Italy. Mario, who changed his name to Meyer when he came to Canada, and Louise Del Duca. My favorite thing ever during high school was waking up at the Spencer house, hungover after parties at my house. They would always have all the windows open, and the sound of the Great Lake Erie was amazing. Trish and I would eat cold Italian leftovers in the dining room. In the next room, after doing his chores, Bill would put on his favorite 007 movies. None of that Pierce Brosnan shit. Bill was a Sean Connery man. Trish was the youngest of four sisters, Rebecca, Judy, and Deanna, and a brother, Mark. All of them, except Mark, LOL, were moved out by that point. But every Sunday, the entire family would be at the house to eat. We would always have a salad to start with Italian bread. In the winter, we would have soup, Italian wedding soup if we were lucky. Most of the time, it would be roasted prime rib with potatoes or Sunday gravy with spaghetti. If it was your birthday, you got to pick what Carol would make. Now, I get to ask, but back then, I didn't. So I would convince Trish to request chicken cacciatore. I love that fucking thing. We always finished with dessert, coffee, and tea. Right away, they made me feel like part of the family. To this day, Carol orchestrates elaborate afternoon pizza parties for her grandchildren, and sometimes even for the adults. During Easter, the younger kids hunt for hundreds of plastic eggs filled with candy throughout their property. Boxing Day brunch is an epic event with more than 40 family members in attendance every year. Carol is a beast in the kitchen. Trish and I still go whenever we can. There isn't a greater place to bring up a kid. Matt gets to run around on sandy beaches and in the woods like I did. I feel blessed. It's amazing. For 18 years, I've had two families that I truly love and respect.